At this potluck, organized by Sika Tribe of Alaska, the star of the show is herring eggs. Some fans dunk their eggs in seal oil while others mix them with mayonnaise. For Councilmember Wilbur Brown, the secret is a splash of soy sauce.
That first herring eggs of the year, when you bite into it, it feels amazing. You know, it just really has a taste of the ocean.
Alaska Native people have been harvesting herring eggs for thousands of years, setting hemlock in the water and pulling the branches up days later, bundled with roe.
It's just soul food for us.
Soul food from the sea. But this year, a lot of people's hemlock branches came up bare. In the last 15 years, harvesters met their annual subsistence needs only 3 times. Brown isn't alone in thinking the worst, that Sitka's herring population is on the verge of collapse.
I wasn't able to send any up to my aunties, you know, up to my family. It's scary to think that it's going to be gone.
Gone or significantly diminished. That's happened in Hobart Bay, Seymour Canal, and other places in Southeast that were once major spawn sites. Now, in Sitka, the herring population has only grown. At least that's what the state's data shows. But locals can't stop talking about how the spawn has changed. How in the 80s and 90s, every nook and cranny of Sitka Sound would turn milky white, the town wrapped in a band of fish fertility. At least that's how Jeff Feldpouch remembers it.
The entire road system would light up and there would be spawn out there for days. Almost looked tropical.
Nowadays, some areas once considered a herring egg cookie jar see little to no spawn. And that worries Feldpouch, the tribe's resource protection director.
It's been basically one layer of eggs over the needles. It's nothing worth pulling in and bringing to the dock.
We think it's irresponsible to be harvesting at these higher rates, that we need to be more conservative. Since there's so much happening in our oceans, we don't know what those impacts are going to be.
Depending on the size of the herring population that returns to Sitka every spring, the Board of Fish allows the fleet to catch up to 20%. Jeff thinks that maximum guideline harvest level is way too high. He's submitted a proposal to the Board of Fish to cap the GHL at 10%, and another 2 that would seal off zones exclusively for subsistence. He doesn't want the state to close the commercial fishery, just manage it more conservatively. That job is carried out by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. And as far as they're concerned, the herring are more abundant than ever.
Emergency exits on either side, handles up and back to get out of the airplane. Emergency life vests are right here.
It's Easter morning, and ADF&G is hunting for herring eggs.
Clear!
In the front seat of this plane is fisheries biologist Eric Coonrat, clutching a pencil and scanning his eyes over the water. As we careen through the air, Coonrat marks on a map all the places where spawn is visible. This aerial data will be used to forecast the size of next year's population. 20 years ago, the biomass was around 50,000 tons. This year, it was over 70,000. For Coonrat, that general upward trend is a sign that ADF&G's management plan is sound.
This is probably one of the most looked at herring populations, at least in Alaska.
Sherry Dressel is ADF&G's statewide fisheries scientist.
The whole mission of the department is sustainable management, and I really do think that that's at the heart of what we're trying to do.
But I still want to know, if the biomass has grown, why are subsistence harvesters not able to meet their needs? Dressel says that's an unanswered question for the biologists at ADF&G.
I'm not aware that anybody has a great handle on why that is yet.
Since there's no scientific data proving a connection between changes in spawn behavior and the continuation of the fishery, herring management can only change at the will of the Board of Fish. They meet in Sitka in January. Jean Arnold, who at the potluck piled her plate high with roe on kelp, hopes they'll listen to those who struggled to harvest this year after the departure of the fleet.
I don't want to see my great-grandson saying, "Herring? What's that?" That would not be good.
Because no creature who hunts for herring eggs, whether it's with nets, with branches, or baleen, wants to see a fish so critical to survival disappear. Reporting in Sitka for Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Emily Kwong.